Hi everyone, welcome to the third episode series of Lemonology, the knowledge sharing platform. My name's Grant Pringle. I'm a senior account manager and SEO growth specialist at Pearl Lemon Agency. So in today's discussion, our main core topic is going to be around on-page SEO and some of the optimization techniques that I'm going to take you through. So especially in today's world, you know, there's a lot of websites that are competing with one another, companies, individuals, and the best way to optimize your page would be to be SEO friendly for Google search engine. So comparing to in today's world, Google owns the biggest market share when it comes to online search results. Over 75% is basically owned by Google. And then you've got other respective search engine platforms such as AOL, Yahoo, and Microsoft Bing. So those are just some of the main odd ones, but there's quite a lot of other more search engine platforms. But I think in today's focus, the main importance is getting across what is actually SEO. Let's start off with the basic fundamentals of SEO. So SEO stands for search engine optimization, and it's basically the way you can improve your website, your actual website's ranking position on search engines through a range of techniques. And there's actually three types of SEO techniques. So there's, there's actually three types of SEO in general, which is technical SEO. So those are basically behind the scenes and things that can add value to the SEO structure of your website or blog. And then you've got your on-page SEO, which is basically on the page itself on your website and how that can actually, you can optimize that to improve your website's rankings. And then you've got off-page SEO, and those are mostly to do with backlinking, the external aspects of, adding other credible, links to your website that people can go onto. So that's anything external to your website. But getting back to on-page SEO, basically on-page SEOs, one of the things that we need to keep in mind is this is basically how you can optimize your website through a number of clever techniques, and that will improve your search engine rankings and drive organic traffic to your website. So the first thing we need to obviously keep in mind is Google works on a certain language. There's a certain language that's required by search engines such as Google, so that your search engine crawlers understand those website, those search engine crawlers actually understand your website's content. So those are basically to do with algorithms, and Google actually picks up on certain language criteria. So the more your website and on-page is optimized, the better your Google can pick up on those algorithms and rank your site higher. And more importantly, it's really good to have a trustworthy, credible website, especially when it comes to content. As the saying goes, content is king. And why is on-page SEO actually important? So, before we outline exactly what makes up of on-page SEO, it's worth knowing how you're actually going to do all the trouble in the first place. There's a lot of work that involves getting a website up and running, getting your content structure in place. And this will enable search engines to better understand your content once you get your website optimized and your on-page SEO. Basically, over the years, engines such as Google, Bing, Yahoo, AOL, and others, they've actually become very sophisticated on page SEO. Speaking directly to these algorithms, as I said, that you're looking to rank high on the search engine results page. So we need to bear in mind that if your website can speak to Google, you have a winning situation right there. So what we need to do is we need to go into the on-page SEO factors. And to get a full understanding of how on-page SEO can benefit your website, it's very worthwhile understanding all the factors that make up the system. And what we're going to do is we're going to quickly delve into some of the on-page SEO techniques. And the first thing that I want to kick off with is title tags. So you've got a variety of tags. There's meta tag descriptions, title tags, header tags, robots meta tag, alt text, and then you've got canonical tags. So looking at title tags, basically you've got title tags over here. So if you look at Pearl Lemon Agency, this is just a really good example. This is just to give you an idea of what a title tag looks like. So it's got the relevant keywords that's embedded into the content. It's got a really good structure where Pearl Lemon, for example, is a keyword on its own, SEO Agency London, which is a geographical definition of where they're located, and then London SEO Company. So you can see how they've altered the content to have a really good headline description. And then moving on, we've also got header tags. So basically, header tags are HTML tags that actually identifies headings and subheadings within your website's content. So if you look over here, you've got a really good example is of a blog article. You've got your main heading, maximize your SEO potential, how many keywords per page should you use. So all the title tags are basically embedded over here. So you've got factors to consider when choosing keywords for SEO. And these are all basically header tags. So when you're actually searching a specific topic, that will actually throw in on Google a header tag and then a submeta description based on what that content's about. So it's important when you're writing your content to have H1s, H2s, and H3s. And you have to have a really good structure and flow when writing your content. So getting back to the meta tags, you've also got meta description. So this is the information which is embedded under the main tag itself, the main header tag. You've got a certain amount of characters that you need to lie within. If you go over the characters numbers, the users are not going to see that information. So it's important to have a really good brief summary and include the relevant keywords in your meta tag description. The meta description is also generally found underneath, like I said, the page title. And if the description is limited or non-existent, then it's likely the click-through rate will decline. So it's very important to have a brief summary overview of your service or product that you're offering. Then we're looking at robots meta tag. So robots meta tags are, so it's basically, it gives search engines information about the pages on your website that need to be indexed and what pages don't need to be indexed. So it's important that your indexing is really optimized to its best extent. And then your alt text is basically for images. So if you've got related images on your website, so any sort of images that feature content. If you go, for example, over here, these are all alt text. So Google can actually pick up images. So it's important to do naming description on your respective images. And that way, that's where alt text actually comes in. It's kind of a language code for Google to pick up on your images. And then another factor of tags is canonical tags. So when you've got related content that you're writing about, these are just basically some of the key titles of blogs. But the canonical tag allows the search engine to prioritize your web pages, and particularly when you have some pages that are very similar. So if you're writing about SEO, for example, a very key similar topic to one another, you might want to rank that specific page compared to the other page. And that's where canonical tagging comes in. So now that we understand the various elements that make up of SEO, what we actually need to now know is how to maximize this. And some of the things that are basically tops on the search engine results page. So fortunately, there are many practical ways that you can easily and effectively enhance your on-page SEO. And some of these things involve short, sharp URLs. So looking at short, sharp URLs, just to give you an example of one of the blog pages over here, as you can see, the URL is very short, concise, and to the point. One of the things we need to keep in mind is avoiding capital letters, ensure relevance to the content of the title of the page, the topic of discussion, and we need to also add target keywords. So you can see SEO keywords. SEO is definitely a keyword in itself. And then we also need to block bad URLs and avoid symbols and numbers. That's a very important part of URL structure. And it's very, very important that your URLs are also optimized for mobile. So those are one of the things we need to keep in mind for URLs. Short, sharp URLs is essentially what you want. And I think that it's basically, searchers are more likely to also pick up on links that are most closely related to their search. So as long as you can get those keywords related to what the user is looking for, this explains the need for more description. So while longer URLs, they basically tend to get truncated, and it basically reduces clarity. So at the end of the day, really aim for short, concise, and sharp URLs. The next aspect is page speed. So what you want to actually do is have a really good, you really want to optimize your website to ensure that the page speed is quick, fast, and efficient. So if you click on Paul Lemon Agency, it immediately opens. It's less than 3 seconds, literally. Fast internet speeds, basically, and more options mean also that internet users are not going to wait more than a few seconds for a page to load. And actually, according to Google, 53% of users will abandon a page, and there's going to just be a drop-off rate. So really aim for 2 to 3 seconds. And if there's a delay, they're simply going to move onto the next option or to the next next website on below the search results page. So it's important that you get this right. Google also picks up on the credibility aspect they also pick up on by having a very fast page. It definitely adds value to Google ranking your website better. So all of these fundamentals are all to do with on-page SEO optimization. A very important part is also to optimize your images. So in the body of the content, for example, you've got these are kind of nice infographic type of images, more animated type of images. But, you know, some of these images can also, take time to load up. But it's important that you have the right images. Although they're good quality images, it's important to enhance the it's important that the files that you're loading are optimized accordingly. And you need to make sure your images are the correct file size. So like I said, the layout for the page, and that you also use descriptive titles, you use descriptive titles and alt text. So those are just some of the examples I've shown you based on the images when looking for Pearl Lemon Agency. You'll see some of the images that pop up. So all of these basically are alt descriptive images. So it's important to have that. So in terms of images, the internet is also incredibly visual medium, which is why quality images are important for enhancing the overall user experience. And you need to ensure your images are the correct file size also for the page, like I said, and that you use descriptive titles and alt text. So the keywords in relevancy, right below here, you can see SEO Agency London. All of these respective keywords are in the alt tag description. So basically, that's going back to the basics. Another important part is having good quality content. So in this blog article here, it really gives a concise, a nice detailed overview of understanding keyword optimization and how many keywords per page you should use. That's initially what the title's about. So it goes really into depth discussion about it. So it's basically worth getting in a professional to write your website content. If you are an individual website owner, a small type of business, really find the time to outsource your content to a really good agency that does that knows how to do structured content. And it'll also ensure that your information is both easy to read and basically written using SEO techniques for better rankings. So you need to have your internal links, your external links, you need to have those relevant keywords embedded into your content. It's a very crucial aspect of getting your content optimized so that Google can pick it up on the search engine results page. And there's also a very fine balance between writing content that people want to read and content that ticks the SEO boxes. So you need to just find a balance that you're likely to generate organic clicks. And just make sure that your content is also evergreen. So try and steer away from dates, seasonal type of topics or content. So rather just focus on the longevity of your content. So readers, it's still kind of relevant in the long run. Another thing is what we need to keep in mind is keep it simple. You know, when you're writing for online readers, you need to make your content SEO relevant and gripping. And this means not speaking down to the reader, but you also need to don't try and use too much jargon. Try and avoid the complicated wording. Rather use shorter sentences and paragraphs, as well as well-defined headings and subheadings. So that can be relevant to what your topic's about. And just make it just think about the user-friendly side of things. You know, just like your website, you're trying to optimize it to the best user experience as possible. The same applies to content. Really ensure that your content is user-friendly and easier to understand. And this will allow the reader to easily access all the information they need. Another thing we need to also keep in mind is getting the tags right. So getting back to the meta tags, this is a very important topic that we need to keep in mind. So another technique that we need to get right is our tags. We did touch base on that earlier with regards to title tags, meta tags. And these are the key fundamental aspects of SEO because it's the very first thing that someone sees on Google on the search engine results page. So your title tags need to be concise, descriptive, and ideally no more than 60 characters in length. And as you can see over here, just besides the company name, we've actually elaborated on the nature of where the company's based, the agency's based, which is in London, and then we actually used a bit of similarity keywords, which is London SEO company. So it's a really good strategy to include for keywords. And in the meta description, you need to have up to 160 characters. So we've definitely hit the nail on the head there. And that explains the topic. It also needs to be very descriptive and brief. The nice thing with the meta description is, yes, your keywords are definitely included, but you can obviously elaborate more on what your business offerings are, your service offerings, and more about whatever topic you're trying to get out there. The same applies to blog articles. You need to have a really good title that can be impactful for title tags, and your meta description is a short summary of that blog article. So if someone is actually doing search intent based on a specific product or service, and your blog by chance pops up, that will feature your title tag and your meta description. So it's very important that you always include a title tag and meta description for your blog articles and obviously for your main website. Another recommendation is do not overstuff your keywords into title tags and meta description and never duplicate information. So that's the last thing you really want to do. So rather research synonyms. That's kind of like latent semantic indexing. So we did touch base on earlier on canonical tags as well. So that's an important thing. If you've got really similar content to one another, you want to obviously give one article a preference over the other. And that's just an example of that. So when I'm also referring to don't overstuff your keywords, Google actually penalizes you on overusing too many keywords. So just keep an eye out for that. And then another technique I would like to give you all a really good technique is landing pages. So on your normal website, you can actually adopt a landing page, and the benefits of landing pages, it's a really user-friendly and user experience method of getting the user attracted to your site. So first impressions do actually last when it comes to landing pages. And a user's first impression of your website will actually determine the future engagement. So you just need to analyze your current website and identify the popular landing pages and content of your site. And that will obviously relate to your service or the product offerings that you do. And anything interesting about your business, your location, reviews and credentials, anything relating to that. Then you can obviously work to improve your user experience, which is the look and feel of your website. A great aspect of a landing page would be if you click on to go to Paul Lemon, it's within 3 seconds. So landing pages are very fast, efficient, and very speedy. And if you actually scroll down, with landing pages, you can actually adopt great designs, and it's all about the user experience at the end of the day. Some really good call to actions, like your email, your phone number, some great images of the people, getting to know who the company is. And just recommendations of various brands the company's worked with. We touched base on reviews. So every type of section has a different color, look and feel, and you can actually touch base on more of the service offerings. So these are kind of like local SEO. That will actually take you to another landing page. So you can have landing pages within landing pages. And that's the beauty of integrating your content and internal linking. It's a really good internal linking structure way. It's pretty much like an ecosystem, should I say. So I would definitely opt for this going forward. It's a really good strategy for adopting the user experience for users to get an understanding of your business in a more practical, efficient, and user-friendly manner. And you can obviously include awards based on your company. So instead of a instead of a user having to hop on each icon on the navigation bar, everything is literally in one page, which enables them to scroll down. So it's literally one action by clicking on their site, scrolling down. And that's the benefits of having a landing page. Another important aspect is internal linking. So we did obviously touch base on the various linking aspects. So you've got backlinking, and when it comes to on-page SEO, you've got external linking and internal linking. So what we obviously mean by that is you want to have a good internal linking structure, not only through other internal sites within your site, but you also want to have really good content like Design Rush. That will take you to, that's called an external link because it's leading outside of the website. Then you've got Agency Spotter. Also, external link taking you to another site. So as long as you do internal linking and external linking, it's a really good way of structuring your website and providing credibility for Google. So this is an internal link because it's taken it to another page within Paul Lemon's website. So the more structure you can include through linking in your website, that will obviously be great for Google to index your pages accordingly, and for the search engines to actually pick up on that. That can be found by many users. You just need to make sure that the internal linking is done to the relevant content. So also be sure to include credible sources when you do external linking. So that will obviously help with the credibility and referencing to other third parties. And it has to be also content related. So bear that in mind. Another important aspect when it comes to content is proofreading all your content. So in addition to concise and quality content, we also did touch briefly on evergreen content previously. So try and avoid getting mixed up into seasonal content, anything with dates to that degree. You want to ensure that your content has longevity at the end of the day. You need to ensure that your content has the correct aesthetics, and obviously according to your brand CR, that's an important aspect to keep in place. That also means checking the font type, the size, the color, and contrast is all legible. Black backgrounds can actually improve your incredibly difficult in this regard. So always check that there's absolutely no grammatical errors. And it may seem minor, but these can have a major impact on the user experience. So if you look at the user experience through the content over here, it's very clear, concise. And with your various backgrounds, you've got a touch of black, but not too much. You've got white and yellow kind of sticks out, like a creamish yellow. So it makes it very more visually presentable. And that's just to touch base on ensuring that all your content is proofread. And that can also have a great impact on the user experience. Another important aspect when it comes to your content, the user experience part, is we need to consider that a majority of the world's population is on mobile phones. And that obviously makes a majority of people who are visiting websites on a daily basis. And you need to ensure that your website is optimized for mobile, and it can actually be customized to mobile and desktop at the same time. And your on-page SEO must be easily accessible on mobile devices. So just ensure that your content is within the space, and should it be developed or coded, just ensure that it is mobile friendly from a visual content perspective. Another thing that we haven't touched on is when we mentioned a bit about coding, there's a thing called schema markup rights. So schema markup is basically the microdata or semantic vocabulary of your website's content, and that is actually picked up by Google and it's added to your web page's HTML. So that allows search engines to read your content, and it also has to do with the algorithms aspect. So it kind of connects the engine to the battery. I mean, it kind of connects in order to start a car's engine, you need the key, right? So that's what kind of schema markup is. It speaks to one another in a language of its own. And basically, last but not least, I think one of the most important things you need to do is talking about cars, just like you would take your car in for a service, let's say once every 6 months. But in this case, in SEO, you need to at least do an audit on site, and you need to do it quite frequently. So there are many tools available for SEO audits, and a few to name is Screaming Frog, Website Auditor, Ahrefs, and SEMrush. And that allows you to identify any irregularities which can be rectified. This is obviously to do with the technical aspects of SEO and your on-page SEO. So an audit will also identify content to determine its accuracy, how your page is indexed, is there any content that is outdated that needs to be optimized further. So those are all the aspects of where the site and SEO audit comes in. Remember, it's also very important to keep monitoring on-page SEO, so using an accurate SEO rank tracker, constantly updating and innovating where you can. Also, it's important to update your content if your content is slightly old or any sort of further information that needs to be updated. And your backlinking, ensure that those sources are still credible, no 404s. And more importantly, at the end of the day, if you're looking for ROI on your website, you need to obviously have the right on-page SEO structure. And I would definitely recommend, if you don't have the knowledge or the means to do it, definitely hire a reputable SEO agency that can actually enhance your website for, position using the aforementioned techniques. Anyway, I hope this has helped you. And for further information, you're welcome to visit paullemon.com. A lot of inside information and knowledge sharing content you can peruse through our blog pages. Feel free to visit our SEO content page as well. And my name is Grant Pringle. Once again, thank you for allowing me to share some techniques around on-page SEO, and looking forward to the next session with Lemonology. Over and out. Thank you very much.